This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAGCHU portion will be postponed a bit while we have the SWAPNET portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAGCHU, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Let's start the roll call with any Echolink stations only, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor. WN4V, John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, South Florida. We had a 105-degree heat index today. We're roasting. WN4V.
KF4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. I'm at home in Pelzer, but I was too lazy to walk out in the rain to go to the tool shed. So I'll be negative and negative, just listening.
KF4DOS, please check in. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're over here in beautiful Greenville County at the base of Parris Mountain. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WN4V, Mr. John, down there in Brayton, Florida, in Manatee County, where he's sweltering it with 105 heat index down there today. John, hope it cools off a little bit for you there, young man, but you can keep all that heat down that way. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KW4TS, Mr. Jim. He's at home tonight in Pelzer. Jim, I'm not going to say anything about you not walking out to the tool shed in the rain, but you probably deserve a rest after all that driving. You take care, be safe down that way. And K4ZZX, Mr. Steve, up there at the base of Parris Mountain in Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. I hope you stay safe. Had some early check-ins. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI. That's Miss Isla, they're up in Traveler's Rest. And KJ4HYC, Mr. Shane, over there at 6 Mile. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike, he's down in Simpsonville. And K4RM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4MRY, Miss Mary. They're down in Piedmont. Appreciate all you fine folks checking in early. If y'all are listening, appreciate y'all being with us tonight, and y'all stay safe. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, Wes. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Hey, Gary, check in WB4MOU, Ron Ed Pickens. No traffic with me in and out.
DOS. Please check in QO4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Edmund, I'll be negative, but listen for the swap net.
K
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And WB4MOU, Mr. Ron, he's over in Pickens. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, he's up there in Hinman. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope all y'all are staying safe and well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Whiskey 8 Kilo Bravo Whiskey Max in Tecumseh, Michigan. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. There is a voice from the past. W8KBW, Mr. Max, up there in Tecumseh. He's up there in Michigan. Good hearing from you, Max. Hope you're doing well. Hope y'all are staying safe. Good hearing you on the air. That's a real treat for me tonight. Additional stations, M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in, Kilo, India 4, Mike, here in November. That's Tecumseh, Michigan. The great hall and the most pain in the neck, the lawnmower engine in the world, Tecumseh. KI4MLN. I'll be around for comments. Name is Al.
KI4DOS. Again, K4OSH. QO4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. Portable this evening. No traffic. No comments. Thank you, sir.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KI4MLN, Mr. Al. He's down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Got you down for some comments. Be back to you in a little while. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat. He's portable down in Malden tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope y'all are staying well and staying safe. Now, let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Again, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
DOS. Chicken, Whiskey, November 4, Sierra, Chris in Greenville. No table, no chew. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Chris? Chris there for a second. This is Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4 Romeo Hotel Foxtrot. Spelled little B, little O, big B. Negative, negative tonight. Just want to remind everybody the field day this weekend. Everybody get on the radio and play. Have a good one. I said that already. I'm tired. And 73s to everybody.
DOS, please check in Whiskey 4 Tango Charlie Doug and November 5 Apple Orange Banana Nika. We're in Anderson. No traffic, no comments.
The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And WN4S, Mr. Chris. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And K4RHF, that's Mr. Bob. That's little B, O, big B. Over there straddling the line between Greenville and Taylor's. Bob, appreciate you bringing that short announcement about field day this coming weekend. Hope to see you there. And W4TC, that's Mr. Doug, and his sweet bride in 5AOB, Miss Nika. They're down in Anderson. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Doug. Tell Nika we said hello. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link, Liberty, in and out.
And I would like to say good evening to KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, down in Liberty tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Let's try it. Quebec through Tango again, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, that's KN4, UBG, Big Kevin, I'll be out here mobiling around in five ports, I'll be negative and negative.
1JE, listening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, down there at mobile around there, down there around Five Forks. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. You be careful out there on the mobile. And W1JE, Mr. Scott. Where you at, Scott? Hadn't heard you at all. But Scott come in there and said he was listening, but maybe he's not. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. 64 Delta, Foxtrot. Don, Lone Inman, good evening.
And I'd like to say good evening to W4DF, Mr. Don. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. Let's move up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Victor Kilo November. K-4-V-K-N. This is Alan. I live in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative, but we'll be listening for the swap net tonight. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Charlie 4 Whiskey. That's KC-4W. Bill and Anderson. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable.
Hotel Foxtrot. Well, good evening, Gary. Don't let everybody on there. Just check me in and out tonight.
KOS. Check in and out. KI-4. VLW Randy. KJ-4. CRL Linda. In Asheville.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy, location in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Ms. Joy and everyone on the net.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4VKN, Mr. Allen, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us, Bill. And KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith, he's up in Columbus, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda, they're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Hope all you fine folks are staying well and staying safe. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Up to the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
KOS. November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joe and Traveler's Rest. Good evening. I'll be here for comments, but I'm looking for something on the slot net. Back to you.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Delta. KO4 EED, Amory and Piedmont will be negative and negative.
KI4 DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative, and it's really good to hear W8KBW on the radio again.
KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4AOW. Mr. David, he's up here in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And N4DIZ, Mr. Joe, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And Joe, I'll be back to you to get your item, what you're looking for, put it on the swap net. And then I'll be back to you for some comments and just a little bit later. And also like to say good evening to KO4EED. That's Amory down in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. I hope all you fine folks are staying well and staying safe. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel, group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler are all negative, negative tonight, Gary.
There. Mr. West said hello, and still looking for that power plug. Please check in. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
KI4, DOS. Check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. I will stick around and listen for the swap net, and that'll be it for me this evening. Over.
DOS, 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, and negative, over.
4, DOS. KO4EEI, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo India, Larry in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KK4F. T.U., Mr. Richard, down there in Slaptown. Appreciate you being here, Richard. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene. He's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. And KO4EEI. That's Mr. Larry, and he's down in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For the patient group, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, and send me the reach for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
EOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4 DOS. Please check in Whiskey 2, Juliet, Kilo, Tango. This is Eric and Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
Kilowatt Bravo 4, India, Alpha, November, KB4, IAN. This is Brian in Southeast Columbia. We'll be short time.
US. Hello, Mr. Gary. Please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Papa, Foxtrot, Sam, and Flatam. Hello, everyone on net, and have a good night.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us, James. And W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KC4, W2JKT, Mr. Eric. He's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Eric. And KB4IAN, Mr. Brian. He's down there in Southeast Columbia. Good signal up this way tonight, Brian. Appreciate you being with us. And KG4LPF, Mr. Sam. He's over there in Slabtown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. And K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride, Joey. And she's on the phone with our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. It up to the big group all the way through the alphabet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. 10 Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve, and Emin. I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Please say hello to Miss Joey. Please check in Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, this is Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3, you went Air 1 on the net.
Net control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Hotel. That's KO4EEH, Barry and Central. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for checking me in, Gary.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4SUG, Mr. Ray, up there in Traveler's Rest. Ray, I don't know what happened to your radio, but you dropped out. I got my call, and I knew who you were, but your transmission just cut off. I don't know if it was HT or if that power supply giving you a fit again. Anyway, check back with me and let me know if you're going to be around for some comments. Also like to say good evening to KN4VWA, Mr. Steve. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And KO4EEH, Mr. Barry. He's down in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Barry. Hope all of you fine folks are staying safe and staying well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Got most everybody. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I got one gentleman who's got something for the swap net, and then we'll see if there's anybody else. N4DIZ, Mr. Joe. Joe, what are you looking for, young man?
KI4DOS, this is N4DIZ. I need a hand mic for a ICOM 706. It is, the number is HM-103. And anybody's got one, I need one. Over in Old Mount, for Mason, you might need that. Of course, Joe Sutton. Telephone number 864-834-4163. Over.
Alrighty, Joe, you are looking for a hand mic for an ICOM 706. This hand mic is an HM, that's a 103, Hotel Mic 103, and you need that for your ICOM 706. And the folks can reach you at 864-834-4163, correct?
Roger, roger.
The fields on this microphone that Joe is looking for.
I still got one of Joe's microphones. He needs to get back to him someday.
Joe, Fred said he's still got a microphone. He needs to get back to you.
Oh, how you doing, Fred? Hell, you can keep that microphone. I don't need it any longer. It's obsolete anyway. Over.
I'll do it then, Joe. Thank you. Good to hear you back on WFCM. Thank you, Gary.
Glad you and Joe could get together on that. But Joe, as usual, we'll run this for a few weeks. When you find this microphone that you're looking for, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. I know you will. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Make another call for additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, before we start the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item up on the SwapNet book is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Kenwood AT230 antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Astron RS70A. That's a 70 amp power supply. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a power cord for a Yaesu FT-277. This is a same plug as on a FT-101. It's rectangular in shape, has 12 blades on it, and he needs it so he can power up his HF rig. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a 6-foot fiberglass 2-meter antenna. He would like $20 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. A fella has two Collins 388 receivers. He has a phase monitor, a Hammerlin SP600. He said to make him an offer on these. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM 746 Pro. It has the matching speaker and the hand mic, and he would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's a Drake MN2000. That's an antenna tuner. He would like $225 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811H. That's HF amplifier. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Collins 30L1. That's an HF amplifier. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Here, see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet continuing. Next item up on the SwapNet book is looking for, looking for a Yaesu FL2100B amplifier. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC27H. That's a 2 meter. He also has an ICOM 229H, and he would like $30 each for these radios. Does anyone need any fields? And the last item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. A fellow has some tubes for a Collins 32B. He has two sets of these tubes. They're brand new. He also has a tube tester to go with it. And he said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields?
It's a 32B Victor. One tube set is new. I've got a tube tester, a little check transit tube. Works well. That's what I've got, just so he knows what it's doing. I have the cabinet for the transfer in big shape. So lots of times people put those things in racks. So if anyone needs the cabinet, they can also take the cabinet for $10 because it's in mint condition. I got when the transfer was where it went, that stuff was gone.
You've also got a rack to put the Collins radios in.
I've got a couple racks I can. I've got one section I can use. I think I got two here. I can look around. I probably have one rack on here, but I think I have two. So probably we could come up with it. But the main thing is I've got the original case for one. Lots of times people don't save the cases for those. So if they're restoring an original transmitter and they need a case, you can't find those.
The original case for the Collins? Write that down over here.
Okay, so we got that microphone for the ICOM, usually you can fix those things unless you lost it. The big thing with those things is the plugs go bad in them.
What happened to his microphone, but hope Joe can find one of those. Well, folks, that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks as usual. And when you find or sell these items that you're got on the net, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight over on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS.
Thank you, W4FC. Would you email or text me the information for the 20-foot fiberglass 2-meter antenna? Appreciate that, your W4FCM.
Text it to you, Fred, or shoot you an email?
Either one's me. Text is fine. Gear out. Get it a little bit. Thank you.
I'll do that here shortly.
I appreciate your good job. Thank you. Thank you, W4FCM.
Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. The rag you list is Mr. Al, KI4MLN, down there in Malden. Al, how was your day?
The fact the therapist never showed up and never called, not too bad. The nurse is going to be here at quarter after 8 in the morning. I got the transmitter ready to go to field day. I unplugged the power supply. I got the wires away from the cat. So I took I got the power pole plug and I got two lugs on the end of it. So I got the power cord all set. And I've got everything together so we can go Saturday. I don't see any reason. I'll ask the nurse. I don't see any reason why I can't go really. On Saturday. But you slip my finger on these things. The little handy part, you really got to put pressure on these keys. Your finger. So I think it'll be kind of fun. I haven't been in a field day in 4 or 5 years, probably. Just bring some water and stuff like that. You got to get some of that poops done. You got to stop doing that. Come on, keep that finger on that key. And get someone to pick me up. I don't know, where is field day this year anyway? Anybody have an idea?
Well, I hope you can get somebody down in that area to pick you up and take you up there to field day. It's at the River Bend Equestrian Park, up there, just about where Furman University is. It's right off of Highway 25, not too far. Same place it was last year. They tell me it was a real nice place. I didn't make it up there last year. But I'm hoping I can get loose. I've got some things that have come up that I've got to do first thing Saturday morning, so it may be later before I can head up that way. But hopefully somebody down there around Malden, Simpsonville, on their way up, wouldn't mind stopping and picking you up.
Get somewhere on the area so I can give you a clue if someone's got some time and we can meet them outside and so I can get up there. I haven't been to that site in a while. I don't remember where it is. I don't think it's a long ways away from here. But maybe let's see if anyone's on the frequency that might be able to give me a clue if someone's got some time to meet you on Saturday.
Up to Ray's, and you get to the equestrian park up there before you get to Ray's. I'll give you some idea of where it's at.
DOS, KN4UBG.
All right, Al, KN4UBG, Kevin, go ahead.
Address to that, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 175 River Bend Road. Is the address to that. I have it on my phone.
I've got it written down here somewhere, but I don't have it in front of me. But thanks for that information there, Kevin. Al don't know where River Bend Road is, but if you go up 25 up to the old White Horse Road extension, or it's old White Horse Road is what it is, you'll make a left off of 25 on the old White Horse Road. And go up there just a little ways and make a right on the River Bend Road. And that's where it is. It's not that far.
See if someone can call me more. I can write the thing down and see if I can get me up there.
Well, like I said, I hope somebody down that way that's headed up that way wouldn't mind stopping by and picking you up and giving you a ride up there. I know you'd love to meet and greet all the folks that are up there. You hadn't been to a club meeting or a field day or anything like that in a while. Remember to try your best to stay safe. If you answered, your battery died.
Yeah, you should hear me okay.
Yeah.
Always move about a half an inch.
More sensitive. Once you find your ex, if you move off of it very much, you're gonna lose everything. But you were in there solid there for a good while.
Someone pick it up. We don't want to pick it up. Go ahead, KF4 Millennium.
We'll be back to you a little bit later. Enjoy talking with you as always. Look forward to doing it again. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Uniform Golf. K-4-SUG Mobile. Traveler address. No traffic. Good evening, Gary.
Well, it's in there now, Ray. I don't know what happened. I don't know if you were on your HT or that power supply giving you a fit again. I don't know, but you are solid in the mobile. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a few minutes. Thanks for being with us, Ray. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. Alrighty, next up on the stump is Mr. John, KN4RJN, over there in Inman. John, what have you been up to, young man?
This is KN4RJN.
Hey, Gary, how you doing? I had a dentist appointment yesterday, and turns out I still have teeth. And I had an eye appointment today, and turns out I still have two, one on each side of my nose where it's supposed to be. So other than that, you know, things are going good.
St. John, I'm glad you still got some teeth and still got your eyes. Just don't get your eyes wrapped around your tongue, wrapped around your eye teeth, so you can't see where you're going.
That's from time to time. What have you been up to?
I take Miss Joy to the doctor today. Went over there and checked everything out good, and they were real pleased, so we came on back to the house. I went out there in the garden. I had some morning glories growing in my okra and in the corn, and I pulled those up and played around in the garden a little bit, trying to keep the grass and the weeds out. I had to turn the city water on them a little bit this evening. I thought we were going to get a little rain shower, but we never did. Fella used to say, we got 13 inches of rain. That's three drops of rain 13 inches apart. So that's been about my day.
A little bit of rain over this way. In fact, I hit it on the way back from the eye doctor, and he had dilated my eyes so he could get a good look at my retina, and it wasn't terribly bright out, and I had my sunglasses on, but that stuff tends to screw up your vision a little bit. So I sat there in the parking lot for a little while, let my eyes clear up, and then thought, well, that's good enough. That's reasonably clear. I can make it home. And then I hit the rain, and it was coming down kind of hard there for a while, so I started getting nervous, but I made it home all right.
Home all right is the main thing. Yeah, when they dilate your eyes, it does get kind of fuzzy there for a while. I told my ophthalmologist, I said, I don't know what kind of stuff y'all use, but you're going to have to dilute it or something. And he asked me why. I said, you know, a lot of folks, their eyes go back to normal in, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours. I said, it takes mine all day. he said, well, how do you know that? I said, well, when I was working, I had to deal with numbers a lot. And I said, I'd come in the morning at 8 o'clock, you'd do your thing, and I'd go to work with blurry vision. And I said, I had a hard time looking at them numbers up at, you know, 5, 6 o'clock in the evening. And he said, oh, you're fine. Some people's eyes just don't go back to normal as fast as others. And I said, well, I'm one of the slow ones, I guess.
Yeah, it takes me a while. I'm just now to the point where I can actually read my computer screen. So, and the appointment was early this afternoon. So, yeah, it takes me a little while to clear up, too.
Well, I guess he gave you a good report.
Surprised at my peripheral vision. I can almost see the back of my head.
My children always told their mother that she had eyes in the back of her head. They could be doing something and she'd be looking the opposite direction and still know what they were doing.
So, Gary, I'm going to back on out of here. I know you got other people lined up wanting to chat. I just thought I'd say hi and see how you were doing, Miss Joy. Hope everybody's doing safe. I'm going to back on out of here. 73's to y'all. Have a good evening. KN4RJN, I am clear.
I appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. Hope to hear you Friday evening, and maybe we can chat a little more then. You take care, stay safe, stay well. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control. And KN4URE, this is Jeff over in West Greenville.
Well, again, I messed up. I tell you what, I don't know what happened to my pencil, but somewhere between my brain and my pencil, my fingers didn't work or something. Give me your call name again, please.
No worries, sir. It's KN4URE, Jeff in West Greenville, sir.
I got you that time. I apologize for that. Sometimes my brain don't work or my fingers don't work or something, but we got you in the log. KN4URH, I believe you said. Name is Jeff over there in West Greenville.
What's KN4URE? Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Echo on that last one there.
KN4URE. Over there in West Greenville. I apologize for that. I told you my ears wasn't working tonight. But appreciate you being with us, Jeff. I hope you have a great evening, what's left of it. Stay well and stay safe. Next up on the right, you list is N4DIZ, Minister Joe up there in Traveler's Rest. Joe, what have you been up to?
Pretty well.
574DIZ. Well, I was listening to y'all talk about the eye doctor, and that's where I spent my afternoon. And they dilated my eyes, and it's kind of aggravating, like the man said. The worst thing was when I came out, the light was extremely bright, and it was actually overcast. But it cleared up so that, and it was a preliminary examination to do laser surgery to take the cataract off of my right eye. And I will be glad to get rid of that, because that right eye is just completely fuzzy. And if you've ever had a cataract, you'll know how aggravating that can get. But other than that, there hadn't been much going on here. I've been doing some trading on radios, or trying to. I've got a ICOM 706 that I need a microphone for. And hopefully tomorrow, I'm going to look at a Kenwood TS-180. And see what I can work out with it. And because I do need a good radio, my Kenwood 430, it went south on me. But the friend of mine, Paul, he picked it up and took it down there to check it out. He said it's working good. But we'll just have to wait and see tomorrow. He's coming up. And so I'll have to choose something or another. But I like his ICOM because it's got the 2 meter and 440 band, and it's an all mode radio. And I like that, so I would like to keep it. And so maybe we'll work something out. That's pretty much about all I got to say, Gary. I'll let you go, but I'll be listening. KI4DOS and 4DIZ.
Mighty Joe. Well, I it seemed like there was a lot of high appointments today. But I hope everything goes well on the upcoming cataract surgery that you're going to have done. I've got a cataract, and the doctor says it's not growing, so it, you know, it doesn't bother me yet. So I'm in good shape as far as that goes. But my godson-in-law up there in Tennessee had cataracts removed, and the last time I saw him, he says, you know, he said, I didn't know that trees had individual leaves on them. She said, I thought they were just, you know, it was just a solid mass of green. Of course, he was kidding with me about that, but he said that he could see individual leaves now, and he said his eyesight has improved tremendously since he had his done. So I hope yours goes well, and hope all that goes good. Glad you're enjoying that 706. You said I think you said 430 went the other way on him, but I hope Paul got it all straightened out, if there was anything wrong with it. You know, they get temperamental sometimes, Joe. I know mine does over here. I'll reach up and turn it on and start talking, and it won't have any output. And I'll look around, and I've got a button in the wrong spot or something of that nature. But anyway, I hope yours comes back in good shape. And with that Kenwood, I don't remember the other name on it, 180 or something of that nature. I hope you have good luck with it. Hope everything goes well. And I appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit, Joe. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I guess about the last time I've talked to you, other than checking you into the net, was when I saw you up at Ray's.
Roger, yep, that's the last time we talked, and I need to get over to Ray's. I've got a dummy load that belongs to him, but I called and talked to him not long ago. But I tell you what, with this virus thing going around, I stay home 99% of my time. I only go to places I absolutely have to.
After that, the best thing to do is stay safe. To get up to Ray's, too, of course, he's always welcomed me and anybody else that wants to visit. But I've been wanting to get up there and sit down and have a cup of coffee with him. But, you know, Ray, well, I'm not going to say that right now. But, you know, I'd love to get up there. I'd love to go up there every day, just sit there and talk and have coffee. But can't do that because he's got other things to do. But I hope you can get down there. But like you say, the best thing to do for us right now is to stay stay pretty much to ourselves and only go when we have to. And that way we can pretty much stay safe.
Roger, that's true, and that's what I try to do. KI4DOS and 4DIZ.
You have a great evening, what's left of it. Hope your 430 comes back in good shape tomorrow and everything goes well for you, young man. You take care and we'll talk to you later. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Making it into the Echo Link node for some reason. It keys up and I get two tones. I get a loud tone and a lower tone, and then it drops out. If you can send me a text message via Echo Link, I'll get you checked in that way. I'd love to get you in the log. Next up on the stump is Mr. Joe, KK4JD over in Greer. Joe, what have you been up to? Well, the Echo Link station dropped out. I don't know what his problem was, but love to have gotten him in the log. I guess Joe has left us, KK4JD. So we'll go on up to Mr. Ray, K4SUG, up there at Traveler's Rest Mobile. Ray, how are you and Miss Edie doing, and what have y'all been doing today?
Good evening, Gary. KI4DOS and the net, K4SUG. Hadn't done a whole lot of anything today. It's been raining off and on most of the day. If it don't quit raining for a day or two, I ain't never going to get my corn and okra in the ground. It looks like I might have to just put it out and lay it up and let the rain wash it in. But we get to it one day. It'd just be a little bit late getting in. Mine ought to be coming in about the time everybody else is winding down. I had to go make a trip to the bank and the post office and wander around and over to the drugstore. Understand that Greenville Mayor has put out an order that everybody that goes into these grocery stores and pharmacies and those two were named, and several others. Anytime you're face-to-face, you better have your mask on, or it's $25 to $100 fine, over.
I'm glad I don't live in Greenville, Ray, is all I can say. I'm sure the masks are good, and they have done some good. But all the stores I go in over here in Easley have got plexiglass between me and the teller. The grocery store does. The drug store does. Big box home improvement store does. Everywhere I go, they got big old piece of plexiglass. But I got to go get my ears lowered tomorrow, and that's a requirement over there at where I get my hair cut, so I'll wear my mask then. But it's all also in Greenville, so I guess I better be doubly safe.
Well, half of them got pulled down over their nose, below their nose anyway, and first one thing and then another. And some of the homemade masks, if you look, they got a gap between the nose and the face that drops their efficiency. Yeah, better than nothing, and hope everything works out for the people that are using them. And I'll use it if I have to. But mostly I try to stay out of places where I need it. Here, I tried to check in a while ago and just started talking to you and a beep it went out. And I think I must have blown a fuse. I hadn't traced it down yet. Came on out to the truck and picked you up out here and hopefully it's working all right. And we don't have a whole lot going on. Sounds like this is eye doctor week. I've had always come to the eye doctor yesterday and had to get an examination so I get him fill out the form for my driver's license. I got to renew my driver's license. It expires on the 7th of next month. And got that taken care of and in the process got scheduled for surgery in August. So I got a... They worked on the right eye here a while back. And I can read the newspaper without my glasses now, something I hadn't been able to do in years. So they're supposed to work on the left one here in August. I hope it works out as well. Okay, that's about all I got. I think I'll go on back in and get myself ready to crawl between the sheets. Might even stir up another cup of coffee. And looking forward to getting together on that cup of coffee here as soon as we can. You take care of yourself and tell everybody hello, and I'll talk to you later. K4SUG.